long time ago. So I think that's what it's worth.
So that's why Davidson's not on there now?
No.
It was close, right?
Yeah, we were looking at Davidson. Manhattan was the Davidson, Manhattan. We had a few teams. We couldn't get Davidson to maybe, off the record.
No, whatever day,
it didn't work out, But we were in talks with a number of different people. But Manhattan is going to be, I don't know if you know about
it.
They're going to be very good. St. Joe's is going to be they could be, in my opinion, a team that could win their conference and go to the Sweet 16. I think they'll return everybody. They'll be outstanding. Manhattan is going to be a very, very tough game. We got our
Vermont's no walk in the park.
Vermont, Cal Berkeley, St. Mary's, Memphis. The hell is going on, right?
That's good. But let me ask, in the grand scheme of things, has the recruiting effort, been sidetracked a little bit with all the attention you've had?
No. Yeah. We've been, we feel very good about our recruiting. Recruiting can always be can take a lot of twists and turns when the best of things are happening, the worst of things. Sometimes you can have some of your best moments when things haven't gone as well. So I've never been able to try to figure out, a path or a track with recruiting. You just keep your head down and, try to find and evaluate the kids that you think fit your school and your program and your philosophy.
Are you playing a chess game across years on that?
Sure.
Using the calendar, but then now.
Yeah, I think, you're always trying to, for us, trying to build up depth. We're in the right positions that we need as things maneuver and continue to go. We lose, key guys, every year. That's going to happen with every program in here and across the country. And you hope that you can replace and grow and develop. But that recruiting process is a long, winding road, as we know.
Two quick things. Oliver McNally, have you been in touch, obviously?
Yeah.
What's he up to?
You know
a
what?
Good player, but obviously probably not NBA
he,
caliber.
He was, he was just back. I missed him over the weekend, but he just came back to Harvard through the weekend. And he's trying to continue to play. He was involved with a team in Canada, and so he was trying that. I'm not sure that may not have worked out as well right now, but I think he's very interested in, at this time in his life, wanting to continue to play basketball and try to get a few bucks out of it and not have many responsibilities, which
a couple years
I'm jealous of him. So,
And with Jeremy, the changeover from the Knicks down to Houston, he's a lot more pressure, not that it wasn't heavy in New York.
He's doing great. And what again, another chapter to an incredible story that's unfolded right before our eyes. And he seems to be incredibly happy and excited about, that franchise, going to the mat for him. I think that's something that's very exciting for anyone. And then obviously it doesn't hurt the salaries and the money that, come along with that. So I think he's very excited to be a guy that is needed, is wanted, and they made that crystal clear in many ways for him.
Can he be, last question for me, I look at Jeremy as what, maybe Patrick Ewing was for Coach Thompson, as a real first stake in the ground of an amazing level of player. Is that in your mind at all as far as being able to recruit and Jeremy's contributions to that and sort of establishing that? He's a poster for Harvard, no doubt.
Well,
about
he,
it.
He is, and rightly so. We're proud of him, and he's always going to be, obviously someone that's very special to me and to Harvard basketball and to our entire school. So we're very hopeful, that people will recognize, Jeremy's contributions, and maybe that would be in a small way something that they would want to emulate and fall in line to continue at Harvard. I would be thrilled if that took place.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any part of you think when Jeremy graduated in 2010 that by 2012 he'd be a $20 million?
Probably not. Do we think that he could, somehow be a professional basketball player? Yes. But it's a neat thing about, Jeremy and about the world we live in. Just, you know, stay in the moment and keep grinding at what you're doing and have a passion and a belief in yourself. And then he'd be first to tell you that, you know, some circumstances kind of unfolded that beyond his control, that he was in the right place at the right time. And I think that's one of the best things about Jeremy, is that he has a knack for being prepared for when an opportunity or his blessing, you know, is presented to him. And I think he's been an amazing example of just that. He was ready when his name was called, when he had a chance, and some unfortunate things probably had to happen to get to that point. But he was ready for it. He was prepared for it.
How often do you see guys, you know, who maybe were more talented and all that, who aren't ready when they're
Well, you see it all the time. I mean, not just in sports or, you know, basketball. I mean, you see it all the time. And it's a great lesson, you know, but it's obviously an incredible testament to who he is, you know, what he believes in, and keeping himself grounded and continue to work and believing. And then, you know, being fortunate. I think he'd be the first to say it, too. I mean, sometimes, you know, you can be a little lucky and you can be very fortunate to be at a moment, but then you have to, you know, we all get these chances in these moments, but, you know, can we produce and perform? Are we prepared to produce and perform? And that's the difference in that kid, and that's what he's done.
I suspect that when Harvard comes calling to kids, you know, you don't need a whole lot of, you know, extra help getting indoors and stuff, but how has his success helped you on the recruiting trail?
Well, I think what it's done, you know, not just for Harvard, for Ivy League, for, you know, many folks around the world in different capacities to be able to show that, you know, what's possible. You know, I think for us as a program and as an Ivy League school, that, you know, one of the, you know, well, we have guys that go to the pros, you know, if you're recruiting or coaching, you know, where we are. And, that, you know, obviously all these kids, if they go to BC, if UMass, or all the schools, I mean, their dreams and their goals, even kids that we have at Harvard, you know, their aspirations can be to be a professional athlete, which is great. But to have evidence of that in the NBA at the level that Jeremy's performing is a wonderful testament, you know, to what's possible, and certainly what's possible from Harvard.
How much harder is it for you to get on the phone and call coaches and say, hey, let's play, after your success in the last couple of years?
You know, that it's more challenging, without a doubt, and that's but we'd rather have that than the other way. But it is. It's more challenging. It makes it more difficult. The games that we're playing are much more challenging and harder in our schedule because of, you know, it's hard to get some of the other games that I think ordinarily or that we've traditionally have played.
I got to think of some of your new independent games. That morning game with UMass has got to be, you know, first among many, just for the exposure and all that.
Yes. What a great thing to be able to play on the, you know, the 24-hour marathon, ESPN, to play at UMass, which is going to have an outstanding team. They had a terrific team last year. I think they're going to be awesome this year, and we get a chance to play them at their place. So it's going to be very challenging, to say the least, for us.
I'll see you there, and I'll bring you coffee.
I hope so. Thank you. Good to see you.
At the start of last year, Chris, did you see, you know, did you envision that your team would be as successful as it was? And what do you expect from this year?
You know, I think after last, you know, going into last season from the year before, I said this, you know, when that Princeton, we played Princeton in a playoff game 2 years ago now, and when the shot that went in by the kid Doug Davis to beat us at the buzzer for the play-in game, we shared the championship, and then for the play-in game to represent our league in the NCAA tournament, from the time that shot went in, you know, our team was predicted to be the Ivy champions for the next season and to represent the Ivy League in the NCAA tournament. And I just, I was amazed at our team this past year for carrying that banner, being predicted, the bullseye, all the things you want to label, for our team to not only to do that, but I think in my mind exceed that. You know, the battle for Atlantis, the national ranking, you know, winning our conference. I mean, so many things that our kids were a part of exceeded even those outside expectations, which I thought it was an amazing testament to their focus, their resolve, their toughness, And then certainly, you know, to have those kind of years, especially years, you got to be a little lucky here and there, and we were. So I think going into this year for us, you know, we're going to prepare the same. We're going to, you know, do the things that we've done that we know work for us, continually implement our style and our system for our young kids, try to bring them up to speed as quickly as possible. And then I think we're going to, you know, we have a very, very daunting schedule, our toughest one since we've been here at Harvard. So, you know, we have our work cut out for us, hopefully can prepare us for getting ready for our conference when we get to that point after the new year, and gives us a chance to be a team that can be a contender in our league, is what we've always tried to do, to be relevant and a contender in our league every year.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's up, guys? How you doing? All right.